Hello.
Welcome to our final Urban Legend episode of October. It's very bittersweet because I love Halloween and I love October, and I'm sad that it's coming to an end.
I know.
But I guess it could always be like October and Halloween season in your heart if you want it to.
Oh, that was so inspirational.
I should put it on a shirt.
Well, and it's 2020, so it actually feels like it has been forever.
I know, right? Especially because, like, I don't even know if that has anything to do with it. I was going to say I saw a meme yesterday, and it was because we have our daylight saving time on Sunday. It was like, remember to adjust your clock. 4 months ought to do the trick. I thought it was really funny.
But wait, that means that we're going to be putting it back?
So, yeah, I think they, like, I think whoever made this got confused with what daylight savings time we actually are having, because yeah, we're supposed to fall back an hour, yeah, not bring forward an hour. So, they need to, like, edit.
Yeah.
Now, granted, you could, like, say, set it back maybe like 8, 9, 10 months so people could be better prepared, possibly.
But then we'd have to like go through all this again.
But we'd be better prepared. You're like, I don't want to go through this again, prepared or not prepared.
True. Moving true story. Forward.
Okay. So continuing our theme of moving forward. So this is one of my favorite urban legends. And it is called The Deadly Dress. A new consignment boutique opened in town, and a woman went shopping there and bought a dress. She wore it that night to a party. Sometime during the party, the woman began to feel sick. She had a few cocktails, so she thought it was just a reaction to the alcohol. She said her goodbyes and headed home. That night, alone in her apartment, she felt worse and worse, and by morning, she had died in her bathroom, still wearing her party dress. In the morgue during the autopsy, the medical examiner recognized the dress from another body that had been brought in a few weeks before. He had embalmed that body while she was wearing the dress, and later he removed the dress from the body and sold it to a man he knew who owned a consignment shop. The medical examiner realized that the embalming fluid had soaked into the dress, and when the young woman bought the dress and wore it to the party, she exposed herself to the embalming fluid, which then absorbed into her and had been the cause of her death. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, man.
So I've heard different variations of that story, and each one is kind of like the same. I've heard like the bride who dies in her wedding dress, and she loved it so much she wanted to be buried in it, but her spiteful sister was like, no, that's my wedding dress. So she made sure to steal it from her sister's body before she was actually buried.
Jeez.
I've even heard variations where she marries her sister's widower and she wears the damn dress to their wedding and she died.
What a hoochie.
That would be like total karma. I'm just,
yeah,
saying. So there is that. But then this kind of had me thinking about like the different variations and the wedding dress one. And then I thought of this story that I read a while ago. So this is kind of like a twofer, and I don't know if you'd call this an urban legend or not, because it's been debated, is it true or not, for like 90 years. So again, I'm not the best at pronouncing like things. So I'm gonna try and bear with me. I'm not trying to offend anyone. I just suck at pronouncing things.
Okay.
So this is La Pascualita. She is so lifelike that people have been debating if she's a mannequin or a mummy for 90 years. So local legend holds it that La Pascualita is the preserved corpse of the original shop owner's daughter who died tragically on her wedding day. An embalmed corpse. Yet, however, macabre, I don't know if I even say that right. Is it macabre or macabre?
Macabre.
Okay. These corpses serve something of a historical purpose. But it's not quite the case with La Pascualita, a Mexican tourist attraction that has long had people wondering whether it's a mannequin or a corpse being used as one. So the story of La Pascualita is almost certainly more lifelike than any department store mannequin that you've ever seen. Not only is her face astonishingly expressive, complete with thick eyelashes and glassy-eyed gaze, but her hands were constructed with painstaking detail that her legs even have varicose veins. In contrast to the blank white mannequins that dominate and whose only purpose is to show off the clothes that they are dressed in, La Pascualita's elaborate wedding dress is often only the second thing passerbys will take note of, thanks to her eerily realistic features. People have indeed been taking note ever since La Pascualita first appeared in the window of the bridal store in Chihuahua, Mexico in 1930. The locals were supposedly immediately struck not only by the mannequin's lifelike appearance, but by the close resemblance she bore to the daughter of the shop owner, Pascuala Esparza. According to the story, the daughter was preparing to be married when she was tragically bitten by a black widow spider and succumbed to its poison on her wedding day. It wasn't long after her death that the mannequin appeared in the shop window, giving birth to the legend that it was no mannequin at all, but the perfectly preserved body of the unlucky would-be bride. Mannequin or a corpse? Over the years, customers have claimed that La Pascualita eyes follow them as she walks around the store, or that they have turned around to find her suddenly in a different position. Her presence is rumored to even unnerve some of the shop workers, with one claiming, "Every time I go near Pascualita, my hands break into a sweat. Her hands are very realistic, and she even has varicose veins on her legs. I believe she's a real person." Another local legend claimed that La Pascualita is indeed just a mannequin, or at least started out that way. According to the version of the story, a visiting French magician became so entranced by the bridal mannequin that he would visit her window each night and bring her to life, dancing with her and bringing her around town before returning to the storefront each morning. Whatever her true origins, La Pascualita has become a local legend in her own right over the decades. The details of the mannequin's origin are almost impossible to confirm, and even the name Pascuala Esparza may have been invented after that fact. It does seem improbable that an embalmed corpse could remain completely intact in the Mexican heat over the course of 8 decades, but the current owner seems to know that La Pascualita is at least good for business. When asked for the truth about the famous mannequin in his storefront, he simply winked and said, "Is it true? I couldn't say." So I will say that they have a photograph of the shop owner's daughter and the mannequin, and there is a very, very, like, eerie resemblance to it, which, yes. You know, that doesn't mean that they couldn't have had it, like, customized to look like her, but there also is a photograph of the hands, which look very, very lifelike, and the tips of the fingers are, like, discolored in a way that, like, when someone passes away, they kind of have a little bit different looking hand, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's just like, why go into so much detail?
Exactly. And I mean, it is possible. Like they said, they've got Lenin preserved. They've got saints at the Vatican. I think that this is a creepy situation where this is probably really her. And I'm not going to lie, what I really like about this story, and this might just be a little, like, fucking weird, is as I was reading it, it kind of reminded me of, so we've got, like, the person who's supposed to be married and dies, like, maybe in her wedding dress, I don't know. So we've got, like, the dress from, like, you know, the urban legend, but we've also got the black widow bite, which kind of reminds me of the urban legend where the chick gets the spider bite on her face or whatever, and it comes, like, popping out, like, all of her nest of spider babies coming from her face. But then it also reminded me of that creepy ass motherfucker in Florida who, like, embalmed his, like, wife or whatever and kept her around. Like, we've covered that story before. I can't remember what it's called.
I don't think it was a wife. It was his patient.
Oh, it was his patient. No, but they ended up getting married. Like, he left his wife for her, and then she died of tuberculosis.
Oh.
And he had her, embalmed, or he embalmed her himself. He did whatever he did that, like, he was with her, like, 8 years later. It's kind of like a mix, like a hodgepodge. This is my bitch's brew. I've changed it. This isn't my urban legend. This is my bitch's brew of, like, a pinch of this story, a dash of that story, and a bam of that story. So there you go. That's wow. What I'm going to say. I'm going out with a bang.
Yeah, wow. There is another urban legend that is, it's not that the person died from the toxins that were in the dress, but when they went to the consignment store, there was like a snake in it, and there was a snake hiding in the jacket that bit yeah. the person and killed them.
You know, I've also seen where the bridal party was playing hide and seek, and the bride hid in like a trunk
yeah.
that got locked. And, like, no one thought to look in the trunk for her. And she ended up dying because they found her, like, the next day.
Yeah.
So there's just so many different variations of it. I think the short to that is, if you know someone who passes away, don't take their dress. Yeah. It's not worth saving some money on a really pretty dress or a nice dress or whatever, because it just doesn't go well for anyone.
Well, and then there's just something about, like, when you are secondhand shopping, like, I think there's just, I don't know, like, because behind every urban legend, there's something that is trying to freak you out or scare you. And so it's like, you know, you're trying to find a good deal. You're trying to save money. And so, like, why is trying to find a good deal or save money, like, it's like they're just trying to creep you out by you're buying something that's been used, and so you're going to die or you're going to get germs or whatever. Yeah. Like, we're not creeped out enough about germs. So there's something that is trying to play on the fear of you're touching something that's been used or tainted. And I think that that is like what that fear is trying to get at.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know.
Couldn't tell you.
True. Don't mess with us, dude.
For sure.
Not cool.
I know, right?
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of our final Halloween episode of Urban Legends.
Yes.
And we'll talk at you next time.
Bye.
Bye.